go, here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
Some call it a prank. Some call it just a moment of fun. I call it a moment where we solve the country's problems. Mm-hmm. The senseless survey. That's what we deal with.
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Official business, this.
The serious questions, the burning questions that need answers to, I ask them in the senseless survey. How many questions will I ask in this morning, Shirlin? Give it a guess.
8 questions.
8, Sibs?
11 questions.
11. Producer Brad?
I'll say 13.
All right. And Ramiz?
10 questions.
10 questions.
Is someone right?
Maybe.
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 Can I also say thank you to all of those citizens who stay on the line answering all of these questions in the senseless survey week in and week out.
Yes. Thank
Your contribution is noted.
100%.
Such sweet people.
And they never see it coming as well. All right. No more takers on the WhatsApp telephone. Let's see what I get up to this morning.
Good day, Sean speaking. Am I assist?
Good morning, sir. I'm Agent 3196-2. I'm calling you from the Census Bureau. I just need 2 minutes of your time to run through some questions for your country.
Nice.
2 minutes. Okay, not a problem.
Perfect. Have you noticed that the saying, you win some, you lose some, is only used when that person loses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
How would you hold a sandwich without thumbs? Have you ever thought about that?
No. I guess with my index finger and my middle finger.
Instead of saying you eat meat, have you ever said, I eat dead animals?
No.
No. No.
So, do you keep the subtitles in Netflix on because you chew too loud when you watch?
Yes.
Is there anything that cleans quicker than a man expecting a lady coming over for sex in time?
No.
So the kids' catchphrase now is, okay, boomer. In 30 years, will they be saying, okay, zoomer?
No.
Do you agree the hardest part about having an ugly child is lying to them when they ask you if you love them?
I mean, no.
So do you think there are any animals out there that need glasses?
Oh, yes. Yes.
If a toy from Toy Story died, do you know that the other toys would have to watch a child play with the corpse of their friend?
What is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so dark. Mm.
Yes.
Is, can I speak to the manager, the adult version of, I'm telling on you?
Yeah.
So, would you choose your girl over your family because blood ain't thicker than that Buddha?
I don't know.
As I said, critical questions that need critical answers.
What version of senseless survey is this?
Ugly babies.
Buddha.
All depends on my mood, you see.
What a mood.
Dead toys.
Now, no, these are true questions. These are true questions. Think, but now, how many of you tried to work out how you would hold a sandwich without thumbs? Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Two cigarettes, basically. Mm. Like scissor fingers.
Could you do that? Do
but
you?
Chill, you did it like with your palms almost.
Yeah.
Like you're praying.
What a weirdo.
Our daily bread.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah. Do you see? I mean,
there are many ways.
There wasn't an answer to this question before, though.
But also, sandwiches are fat, right? Like,
See, that's why I was onto something, guys. You're going to have to do the palm.
Now, you see the debate that it started.
Life-changing conversations. Wow, thank you.
And that Netflix, when you're watching TV, I brought this up before.
The chewing.
Where you've got to get the TV volume and the chip chewing volume at a balanced level to be able to watch. If you open a bag of chips and you're watching TV, you can't watch it at the same sound pre-chips.
I can't tell you how many times I've had to rewind because I've missed a scene.
Because
I'm hum, 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 hum.
That's why the best for movies is flings. Would you just kind of gum it? You suck the chip.
You gum it. You gum it.
There's no crunch involved.
You say flings. I'm the Ghost Pops guy.
Yeah.
I love Ghost
Pops. Melt in your mouth.
Yeah. Same WhatsApp group. Yeah.
Best. And then your teeth look fantastic afterwards. Hey, you got. You struggle to get that stuff out for like 4 days. You've got Ghost Pop residue stuck between your teeth.
Worth it.
I think the one that stood out for me is that anything that cleans quicker than a guy expects. Because I've done some deep cleaning.
You prioritize, okay, toilet. Toilet's going to be first.
Yes!
Got to do the bathroom first. And ladies notice the bathroom.
Yeah.
Then you move on from there.
And you know what's the key about cleaning a bathroom?
Yeah.
I was watching one of these hotel shows. You know these hotel makeovers?
Mm.
You want to really know how to clean a bathroom. It's not at standing level. Sitting on the toilet.
Mm. Oh, yes.
That's when you got to look for grime.
Oh, that because, toilet eye view.
Because that's when people are looking. And they look, time to look under the basin. But
producer Brad, you're onto something. We do appreciate a clean bathroom.
Yeah.
Just, we will leave if that bathroom is not clean.
Yeah. Oh, do we though?
But we should be leaving though. Come on.
I don't think we leave.
We really should leave, guys.
How good is that session? So it's okay, it's only on the walls.
If the bathroom is filthy, come on.
I won't go to the bathroom, just give me a wet one.
We should give a lot.